Alaska author Heather Lindy's name has been a familiar one in the Anchorage Daily News and Alaska Dispatch, and is now on a new column appearing in the monthly magazine Women's Day. Tara Bicknell has more from Haynes.
In the pages of this month's Women's Day magazine, you can learn how to roll out a perfect pie crust or streamline holiday stress. But if you flip long enough, you'll see the name of someone you know, or at least someone who knows your name. You'll read that Haynes looks like Switzerland with a beach, and that the police chief has a goat that he sometimes walks on a leash, and that cell phone reception from Mud Bay Road is bad on stormy days. It's all penned by Haynes author Heather Lindy, and is the first publication of her new column in the prominent women's magazine.
And this is no different with Women's Day than it is anywhere. You know, to write in a way that is sort of, you know, I'm your friend and I'm, you know, writing you a letter from Haynes about what's going on.
Lindy is already a professional writer with two books, If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name, and Take Good Care of the Garden and the Dogs. She wrote a long-running column in the Anchorage Daily News before that. The mother of five also continues to write obituaries for the Chilkat Valley News and host radio programs at KHNS and Haynes. But it wasn't her resume as a writer exactly that landed her this latest gig. Actually, it was a church bulletin on the East Coast.
It's a pretty great story, really. The new book came out, you know, The Garden and the Dogs book, and my publisher, Algonquin, is very good at publicity, and so they had me traveling all over the country and doing these radio tours. So when I got home from all the tour stuff last spring, I wasn't that surprised that there was an email from the editor of Women's Day.
The message asked Lindy to write something for the magazine, which isn't that out of the ordinary for the author. But then the editor said, after reading Lindy's latest book, she wanted a regular column from her.
So I said yes, because I always say yes. But then I asked her how she found out about my book. And she said that she had gotten my book from her mother-in-law, who read about it in a church leaflet in Pine Plains, New York. I said, well, actually, you know, I have family in Pine Plains, New York. And she said it was St. Peter's. And St. Peter's is the church that my mother went to. And my dad is the one that made him put a little note about my book in the church bulletin. So that's how it happened. That's how I got in Women's Day.
This first column is part of the November issue of Women's Day. And Lindy says the editors wanted it to introduce Haynes to the new crop of readers.
It's basically not going to be a whole lot different than my Anchorage Daily News column, except it's, you know, pretty much just only for women.
Although Lindy's written for a variety of audiences, she admits surprise that she's writing for American women who want to learn to roll out the perfect pie crust or streamline holiday stress.
At the same time, when I think about it, as much as I guess, you know, you think, oh, I wish I could write for the New Yorker or something, maybe I am more Women's Day, you know, and it seems so far to be a pretty good fit.
Lindy's new 1,000-word column about life in Haynes begins with the November issue of Women's Day magazine.
That story was from KHNS reporter Tara Bicknell.